podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
I want to talk to you. It's a very interesting message that we got from one of our listeners, all to do with breastfeeding. And I want you to have a listen to what she had to say. And if you are a woman who has breastfed or hasn't breastfed, I would love to hear from you on 6797981. This is a... just have a listen to what she has to say. Could you please talk about the pressure that is constantly put on new mothers to breastfeed their babies by midwives, doctors and some members of social... of society in general? I was in my maternity hospital last week for a checkup, and during the checkup, the midwife asked me if I'd breastfed my last child, who's now almost two. I told her the truth, that I tried it, but that it wasn't for me. I was exhausted emotionally and physically, and I just couldn't keep up, so I switched to formula. And her reply to me was, "Well, don't worry, you'll do better next time." I was speechless. I felt so ashamed about not breastfeeding my daughter, and as if I had somehow let my little girl down. I didn't dare tell the midwife that I wasn't planning on breastfeeding this baby out of fear of being made to feel like a terrible mother. I spoke to many of my friends after this who have had similar experiences of pressure and shame from midwives and doctors over their decision not to breastfeed their own babies. I'd love to know if I'm the only one who feels that there is far too much pressure put on new mothers to breastfeed, and also how other mothers dealt with it. I'm so scared now that when I have the baby, I'll be pressured again or guilt-tripped into doing something that I've already decided isn't for me. Please let me know if you're discussing this, which we have done. And I would like to hear from you on 6797981. You can text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. 0877 989898. Let me know if you have been in that situation where you found yourself being pressured into breastfeeding, that you felt almost ashamed, as this lady was made to feel, by being told, she'd be grand, you'd be able to do it better the next time. Call me right now on 6797981. Or maybe you're somebody who feels that you should be pressured into breastfeeding, because we all know the expression, breast is best. And maybe you're somebody who believes that, yep, the medics are right to put that pressure on you. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note like Kira just did to 0877 989898.
That is disgusting that that poor girl felt pressurised into breastfeeding her kids. I have two kids. I knew from day dot that breastfeeding was not for me. Didn't breastfeed the first one. I didn't get any pressure, thankfully, from the maternity hospital. It was no problem at all. She's never, ever, ever sick. My second one was 8 weeks premature. I didn't breastfeed her either. And she's as strong as an ox. Never, ever, ever, ever sick. So you make your own decision, darling.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Kira. Suzanne, tell me your story.
So I had two children years ago. So my first is 18 now, and my second is 14. So mm-hmm. I breastfed my first child for a year, and there was certain complications with that, and trying to get him onto the bottle and weaning him off. So I decided for my second that it definitely wasn't for me. So when I had her, there was certain pressures to kind of breastfeed her after the labour, which I refused to do. So, and it took them a while to kind of give the bottle so that I could bottle feed her. So I'm actually pregnant with my third now, which I've decided breastfeeding is definitely not for me as well, so I won't be breastfeeding this time. But again, I'll have no problems kind of telling the midwives that breastfeeding is not for me. Mm-hmm. I won't be doing it. So I think it's up to the person as well. Breastfeeding, you know, some people want to breastfeed.
Yeah, no, obviously it's a personal choice. However, what this lady is saying is that she is feeling this pressure. Like the midwife the other day basically saying to her, oh, you didn't do it well the last time, don't worry, you'll be grand this time. I mean, that's real pressure when she'd already decided that she didn't want to.
I know, and it's not fair at all, I think, to put that pressure on, because becoming a mum, especially if it's her first baby as well, or it's her second baby this time, but if, especially even if it is for first-time mothers as well, it's a huge pressure to put on people. And the thing with it as well, it is demanding, and it is hard work. So, you know, it definitely is a personal choice, and I think it's very unfair for people to pressure mothers into doing it.
Have you gone for any scans or whatever?
I've gone for my first scan. I'm due back in the hospital in the next few weeks. But, yeah, there's been no pressure so far anyway. With
okay,
me.
And if you got that sort of pressure that this lady feels under, what would you say?
I'd just be very, I think, firm with my decision and just say, no, this is what I've chosen and this is what I'm going to do.
And won't listen to any pressure then, basically?
No, definitely not. I think I was a lot younger than that when I had my second baby as well. So I think, you know, when you are that little bit younger, you kind of, give in to the pressure, you know. But I'm older this time round, so I think I'll be a little bit stronger.
Just, this is a complete by-the-way question, just out of curiosity. You said your older children are what age?
18 and 14.
18 and 14. So 14 years later, how are you feeling about doing it all over again?
I'm excited to do it all over again. I think, you know, because I was so young the last time as well, I think it's going to be a completely different experience this time around, because I will be older. And I suppose circumstances are completely different as well.
All right, well, very best of luck, Suzanne. And thanks very much indeed for talking to us. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text, you can WhatsApp, or you can send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877-989898. Are you a mother who maybe has never breastfed any of your children? Were you made to feel that you should have? That's really the question that I'm asking you. 6797981 is our telephone number. Now, where am I going? I'm going to Aideen. You're on 98FM. Hi, Aideen.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Breastfeeding your child was the best thing you ever did.
Yeah, I absolutely loved it. If not for everybody, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I hadn't planned on breastfeeding my child as long as I had. My thought was, I'll give it a go and I'll see what happens. However, I joined a local breastfeeding group and they saved my life. They were absolutely fantastic. And I breastfed for a year. My baby actually weaned herself off.
Right.
She wasn't interested. And it was brilliant. And I'd highly recommend it. However, each to their own. If you don't want to breastfeed, that's nobody else's business. And a nurse who you are only seeing for a few minutes every couple of weeks and will probably never see them again after your baby is born, has no business telling you what to do for your child.
And that's really where this lady is coming from after contacting us. Laura says that she felt pressured by the time she left the scan last week, and the woman said to her, well, don't worry, you'll do better next time.
Now, the nurse may have got the impression that she was going to try again, and maybe she was thinking of trying again. Who knows? Like, that may have put her off. But I don't think the nurse meant anything bad about it. However, that woman, because I only, from my own experience, when some of the nurses were talking to me when I was pregnant, in one ear and out the other, you have to do what's right for you and your family. And if breastfeeding isn't that, then don't do it.
Just back to yourself, and you were talking about how it was the best thing you ever did.
Yes, I highly recommend it.
Really? What made it so good?
I didn't have to get up in the middle of the night to make bottles. I didn't have to wash bottles. I didn't even have to buy bottles. I literally just, if I was going out of the house, I grabbed my baby, boobs, out I went. It was just so handy. I had a rocking chair for the nighttime feed. I had I just found it very handy. And to top it off then, because I joined my local breastfeeding group, they were the best thing I have. I just never experienced support and just women helping other women. It was just fantastic. I'm still texting them, talking to them every day. I meet up with them. We go on walks. That would be the main thing, my breastfeeding group.
Right, so it's brought a whole new social dimension to your life.
Yeah, see, I moved to a new area while I was pregnant. This was my first child. I didn't know what I was doing, and I joined the breastfeeding group. I think my baby was only about a week old when I went, and straight away they were in helping me, showing me how to clean nappies, how to just be a mom, I suppose. They just helped me so much. They were absolutely fantastic.
That's brilliant. That's great to hear.
Yeah.
So for a woman who, for a woman who's maybe pregnant at the moment and pregnant with her first child, doesn't know what's what, you would advise her to give it a try?
I would advise, try it. If it's not for you, don't do it. If you're getting stressed out, don't do it. Your child's going to get fed at the end of the day anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely try it. It's so handy. There's for me anyway, I didn't have to make up bottles. If I was running out the door, I didn't have to think about bringing food with me or anything like that, like for my baby. I just literally, well, I'm gone. My boobs were gone. So baby was gone, so it was handy. And then, like I said, I got to join the breastfeeding group, and it was just fantastic.
One of the worries that a lot of women have where it comes to breastfeeding is finding themselves having to feed their child in a public place. Did you find that difficult?
I didn't. Now, to be honest, I wouldn't have let that kind of thing get to me. I had a nice like a muslin cloth to go over baby and myself, and I wore a lot of tops that were appropriate for breastfeeding, so when I was out and about. However, I did experience one time a woman said to me, oh, do you want to go somewhere more private? And I said, oh, have you got a special room? No, but you can go into the bathroom there. I said, no, you're all right. I'm grand where I am, thanks. But a lot of places do accommodate, like even IKEA are fantastic. If you're breastfeeding, they have a special room. Fabulous comfy chairs. You know, I didn't find that. Plus, like I said, when I joined the breastfeeding group, I spent a lot of time with them. We were going to the cinema. We were going out for lunch. So everyone was doing it. So everyone was together. So
yeah,
it was okay.
Which is grand, yeah.
No, I found it okay. Like I said, I would recommend it, but it's not for everybody. And at the end of the day, you have to do what's right for you and
absolutely.
Your family.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Aideen. 6797981 is our telephone number. Is it reasonable that a midwife will put, in inverted commas, pressure on a woman to breastfeed? This lady, Laura, contacted us. She was in for a checkup the other day, and she was asked by the midwife if she breastfed her last child, who's two now. I told her the truth, that I tried, but it wasn't for me. I was exhausted emotionally and physically, and I just couldn't keep up, so I switched to formula. And her reply to me was, well, don't worry, you'll be better the next time. You can actually hear the woman saying it. Is that fair? Is it reasonable that a woman feels pressured into breastfeeding? This is from Chris.
Midwives are incentivized to get people breastfeeding. That's why they ask yes and they tick a box, and that goes towards their incentive.
Oh, incentivized? What, with money? Hardly. Lauren, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Lauren.
Hiya.
Now, you didn't breastfeed any of yours.
No, I didn't, and I didn't even try, to be honest with you. And I can't even put my finger on why I didn't. It was just a decision I made. But I didn't have too much pressure in the hospital. But one of the doctors on my first pregnancy, he had said to me, you know, even if you breastfeed for 6 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, just do something. Even if it's anything at all is a help. And I kind of like, I said, oh, yeah, okay. I just kind of left it because I had no intention of doing it. And I just think that even to have that little bit of pressure, even to just say, oh, you should try it, it's still pressure. And, you know, as a mother, you second guess everything you're going to do and about your baby. And to have that, even that pressure of, oh, you need to kind of maybe try it just even for a little bit, is pressure, you know. And I don't think that anybody should feel that. I think that the midwives and that should sell out what, you know, everything about it, give them the details and let them make their own decision, and don't influence or don't give them any sort of advice at all unless they ask for it, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, we all know, well, the expression goes, breast is best. You know, medics will argue that it is better to breastfeed your child for the health of your child. So, yeah. It's not really that much of a stretch to imagine that a midwife will actively encourage you.
Of course, yeah, I understand that, like, but at the same time, a mother is under so much pressure, and some mothers, you know, mentally they can't do it, or, you know, and they feel, you know, when somebody tries and then they can't breastfeed, it you know, they feel horrible about it, and I just think that. Don't put any pressure on a woman whatsoever. You know, okay, give them the, you know, okay, a breast, like, even when I was in the hospital, yes, the midwife did say, do you want to breastfeed? And I said no. And they left it at that. They didn't turn around and say, oh, do you want to just give it a go? Or, you know, they didn't say it. They said, okay, that's fine, we'll get you a bottle. You know, it was nothing like that. And I wasn't made feel bad for not breastfeeding. You know, I don't think a mother should be made feel bad.
Yeah, well, this lady, as you heard, felt so bad that she was afraid of her life to tell the midwife that she's no intentions of breastfeeding this new baby.
Yeah, and the midwife probably didn't mean anything by it, but at the same time, she should be aware that, you know, it's not right, it's not fair to make a mother feel that way. Like, that's really wrong for her. That girl over to walk out of that hospital feeling ashamed or feeling bad, and know that she's done the best for her. She will choose the best for her child. Like, she will, the best decision that she will make will be for her child, whether that's breastfeeding or whether that's bottle fed. If that makes her feel, if she's better able to cope with bottle feeding her child, then that's okay. Like, you know, it's not, she doesn't have to breastfeed. You know?
All right, Lauren, thanks very much indeed. Now, Debbie, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Debbie?
Hi, Adrian, how are you?
Good, thank you. Now, you've heard Laura's email. She felt a little bit under pressure from the midwife when she visited the other day. You formula fed your two children, is that right?
I did, yes. After my first child, I decided myself that I would breastfeed. It was my first child, so I thought it'd be, you know, a nice natural way to bond with my child as well. But it didn't go to plan. So after I had my child, I was having difficulty, and I was actually forced to make her latch on. And it was just an awful situation. It was very exhausting. And my child was in tears because she wasn't being fed properly, basically.
Oh, right.
So with the midwives, they did help, but I did feel it was more of a forced situation than maybe myself just going out and getting, you know, bottles and just feeding her myself that way.
And did you ever feel pressure?
Absolutely, yeah. In the hospital, most definitely. I felt, I mean, it was my decision, so they were forcing me to, you know, keep going with the breastfeeding, even though it wasn't working. And the more I did it, you know, the more the baby was crying, it just wasn't working. And I think some people do say, you know, give it a day or two, which I did. And by the time I got home, I was exhausted. The baby was exhausted. She wasn't being fed. So what I decided to do is we called our friends who had a baby, and they said, just go out and get some formula, which we did. So my husband ran out, got some formula, came back, and we fed her, and she fell straight asleep. She conked out. She was so satisfied. So I didn't look back after that.
Yeah, it seems to me, I mean, like we said, you know, we know the expression breast is best. It's a slogan that gets trotted out regularly. But that even in itself puts pressure on some women to go down that road.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it works for some women, and if it does, that's brilliant. But I think, especially having a child, and what that lady said previous to me. There's an awful lot of pressure on mothers to do the right thing and feel that, you know, they're doing everything, you know, naturally. But if it's not working,
I've been asked to play this WhatsApp voice note that's just come in. I want you to have a listen to this. And in fact, our Katie, who's also pregnant at the moment, is really annoyed after listening to this. So stay with me and we'll listen to it together, Debbie. This is from Gary.
Hi, Adrian. Gary Hill. I think what the midwife said was taken out of context. I think the woman's own conscience, own mind, she condemned herself and felt bad herself because deep in herself, she knows she should have been breastfeeding. It should be mandatory that everyone breastfeeds who can breastfeed for the health of the child. See, breasts have become more sexualized in the 20th century and 24th century especially. You know, and it's all about image and it's nothing about the health of the child at all. Like, giving them formula, it's synthetic, it's fake, it's not real, it's not natural, you know. And look, best thing for your child, if you're healthy, you're better off feeding your child with your breast milk. The best thing for the child's immune system and a good foundation for starting life.
All right, thank you, Dr. Gary.
Who's not a doctor?
One of the things that the lady Laura said in her email is that she feels some members of society in general judge women for not breastfeeding, and there's a great example of that.
Well, I think you have to ignore that. I mean, I think it's what's best for you and the child. I understand the whole natural process and the immune system because we're all told that when we first become pregnant and we go through all these things and advice. But if it doesn't work, I mean, I'm not saying that it's an easy fix. I'm just saying your child is not being fed properly.
Mm.
And if your child is not being fed, it's your obligation.
Yes, you have to feed
your
child somehow, of course, absolutely. Suzanne, you're on 98 FM. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Adrian. How are you doing?
Now, you breastfed, but your complaint is that there was no support from hospital staff.
Oh, Adrian, listen, come here. I actually have a huge issue at the moment because it hasn't progressed. I had identical twins. We're going back 27 years ago.
Right.
So this is how long. And I was adamant on breastfeeding. They were in prenatal care because they were 3 weeks premature. So I was adamant on breastfeeding. I had them naturally. I've done everything naturally. Even to this day, I wouldn't take an unnecessary tablet, you know.
Mm.
I actually was left sitting in the bed when I actually said I want to breastfeed. They said, you'll have to use a pump because they're in neonatal care. And I said, that's fine. They left the pump on the bed. I tried. I said, I don't know how to do it. And she said, just press there, put it on press. I did. I'd done that a good few times, hoping for the best. I was 23 years of age. And I actually left the hospital engorged and in pain for weeks after. I actually harmed myself trying. No assistance. No talk, no nothing.
And no YouTube
nor nothing.
Well, that's true, yeah, of course. Yeah. What are your thoughts on this lady feeling pressured?
Okay, my thoughts are, if these hospitals and nurses are in these hospitals and they're pressuring people, well then sit down beside them and show them. You don't go in and give birth by yourself, so how the hell are you meant to breastfeed when you just
okay, so I would like to think that things have improved somewhat. We were playing, a message from Gary a minute ago. Linda's very upset with that.
I think that man should be slapped around the face. Mandatory for women to breastfeed. Tell him to go and get a
bleep bogey. Okay, Emer sent me this message.
All right, Gary, you absolute moron. Have you ever tried to sit down for 5 hours and feed a baby and then we'll look after your toddler, your three-year-old who's running around? Have you ever tried that, Gary? Have you ever tried the pain that comes with breastfeeding? Have you ever had the worry of your baby not getting enough and their blood sugars dropping so low that something terrible could happen to them? So you top them up a formula just to be sure. Gary, you are clueless.
It's amazing how it annoys people more when a man says something like that. Just one last call. Kim, you're on 98 FM. Hi, Kim.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you, Kim. You breastfed both your children. And what did you ever feel pressured into it?
Actually, no, because I made the decision right from the start.
Right, so it was never even a conversation?
No. I was asked now by the midwife in the hospital, was I going to breastfeed or bottle-feed, and I just said breastfeed. At least I was going to try. So she just says okay, and from that, it just came naturally to me.
And like we were saying earlier on, for some women it does come naturally. For others, it's something that they just don't want to do. And it does seem a little bit unfair that a woman should walk out of an appointment in a hospital and feel that sort of pressure. Anyway, Laura, there you go. Interesting conversation. Thank you very much indeed for bringing it to us. And if you want to bring anything to our attention that you'd like us to talk about, send us an email right now. Do it now. Dublin Talks, all one word, at 98fm.com.
The sound of the city.
98FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.
with Adrian Kennedy.